Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And just like that, it's Monday morning. And that's how it goes. That's all right. We'll embrace it and we'll make Mondays great because it's how we roll on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Boy, I was out in Suwanee, Florida, the city of Suwanee, where the Suwanee River empties into the Gulf of Mexico. I've got good friends, Jim and Betsy, that live out there, and we just always have a great time when we go to visit.
Were you get singing?
Some pickleball in there. What?
Were you singing? Were you on the Suwanee River?
No. Oh,
okay.
I did make reference to some of the lines, but it... yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Everybody felt a little uncomfortable. I said, look, it's in the song.
Yeah.
Okay?
Doesn't mean you...
No, I didn't make any... No, I didn't do any of that at all. Relax. Kidding. But I did get some fishing in. Oh, yeah. I was pulling them in one after another. I'm telling you right now, in the Suwanee River, in that area, there's not a single catfish that is safe for me. Yeah, they go, all we're going to catch around here is catfish. And I'm like, well, let's at least try.
Right. What'd you catch?
I caught a lot of catfish.
Oh, yeah. I caught
two beautiful grouper. Which one? Is one called a hag or whatever? Beautiful fish. And then the other one is the red.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful. But too small, and it's not grouper season. You can't take them anyway.
Oh, okay.
Grouper season now lasts... Okay, it's over.
Wow, that's fast.
That's about how long it
that's
is.
That's very fast.
Yeah.
That's a short season.
You look
season.
At them, you touch them, you play with them. Don't play with them too long. Let them get back in the water and live. But no, we didn't, didn't get that. We definitely had some fun. Betsy, not my Betsy, Betsy S., she caught a shark.
What?
And it was a big one. I mean, big for, you know.
For a river.
Compared to what we were. Well, actually, we were out about 11 miles out when we hooked that.
I gotcha.
And, we were out for the grouper, too. That was offshore. Yeah, I didn't mean to confuse. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'd say 4.5 feet. We never pulled it completely in the boat for obvious reasons.
Well, I was going to say, how does one get a shark off the hook?
Well, you got to get. So. You could gaff it, and that's what you'd have to do. You'd have to pull it in and gaff it. We knew we didn't want it, so why go any further? We just cut the line. Mm. But we got a pretty good look at it. It was not something I wanted to jump in the water and hang out with. I think it was bull sharks, best I could tell.
Huh.
Anyway, so it was a good time.
Good.
Weather was always kind of like hanging over, but it worked out well because it just made really for overcast.
Yes.
And that was nice. Yeah. But anyway, the big winner was Betsy S. again. She got the biggest fish. Then she caught, when we were back in, where I was catching all the catfish, She caught a really nice redfish. I mean, really nice.
Hmm.
So black and red fish.
There you go.
And it was a surf and turf for dinner that night.
Nice.
And it was a lot of fun. And every time I go out there, the people are just good people. And but and they suffer. They suffer? Well,
from
yeah,
what?
Because the weather. They have had, you know, hurricane after hurricane,
it seems like
the last few years.
Yeah, you're right.
And you could still see remnants where people just, you know, you can't insure most of that stuff. Mm. The code now, I want to say, I'm guessing, 15 feet. You have to build 15 feet above the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it might even be higher. I think it's 15.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine.
Yeah. And so a lot of people, and there were some that are old houses, you know,
right.
at ground level. It's
so they're just like, forget it.
Yeah, they go, yeah. I mean, they had it was a surge. It had to be, well, at Jim's house, just under the bottom of their house. And I want to say they're at 12 or 13 feet.
Oh, man.
And
that's
still
scary
did
stuff.
Some damage. Yeah. Replacing siding all the time, all this stuff you get. But it's a lovely place, especially if you're into fishing. Oh, my God, there's no better place to live. So, anyway, this is my long story around, since I was, you know, off the Florida coast. It's kind of on my mind. And our folks at Radiant Credit Union want to remind everybody of tropical weather. Now, Dexter is out there. Did you know that? Dexter actually, a tropical storm, Dexter. And it's a maximum sustained winds about 45 miles an hour. Now, this is north and east of us. It generally how these things move, it's not going to do anything. So for us, it could hit up in the northeastern states. So for me, we're not going to worry about that. But there's also a disturbance that has formed much closer to home off like the Jacksonville coast and up Georgia Carolinas a little bit. Now, that's got a 30% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days.
Okay.
So we'll keep an eye on that. That's what we do. And then out still in the middle of the Atlantic is another tropical disturbance that has a 50% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. So it's getting, it's been very slow.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were kind of talking about that off the air the other day. It's kind of like, you know, in fact, I think I asked, did we even have one this year? You know, it's kind of like we haven't really been all that concerned.
And we're not going to complain.
Oh, no, not a bit.
But, yes, it looks like a couple things we're going to just keep an eye on.
Okay.
And that's what we do. And we'll let you know far in advance so there's no excuses of the necessary actions that you have to take. You can procrastinate like I do generally in my life, but I would be proactive, especially if I lived any closer to the coast.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah. Anyway, it was a nice time out there. And Greg, how you doing?
Pretty good. Just not an overly eventful weekend. Although Friday night did run up to High Springs, the great outdoors, and one of our favorite local bands playing there. Saw our friend Dr. Larry Smith. He was at the next table
great
over
guy.
Checking out the band.
Cool.
And so, yeah, it was a good time.
All right. Yeah. Well, everybody had a good time. Oh, do we have to talk about stuff?
Oh,
kind of over stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I really am.
But it is kind of what we have to do.
It kind of is my job.
There is that part. But it's like somebody, it's like, you know, you work, you know, in Detroit, put the cars together, and you're like, do I have to really put cars together today? I mean, it's kind of like, well, you know, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're going to put a bolt on, you know, you probably have to bolt it and get it all the way down.
Yeah. Do it right.
Yeah, do it right.
There's that.
But I also, you know, when I was still new in the biz.
Way back in the old days.
You know, don't talk about anything you're not passionate about. That doesn't mean don't give the headlines or what
right,
have you.
Right.
But if you don't have a passion, if it doesn't do anything for you.
Doesn't push any buttons.
Right. And a lot of stuff does initially.
Sure.
You know, when they release more papers, more things. I mean, is there any doubt in anybody's mind who's paying attention?
Uh-huh.
You know, Hillary bad.
Oh.
John Brennan bad.
Oh,
Clapper
yes.
bad.
Oh,
Obama
yeah.
bad. I mean, bad.
Not
just disagree with policy. Bad
yeah.
people.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll touch on that. We'll talk about that. It's important stuff. Not that anything will be done about it. And that's, I think, probably the irritation there.
Yeah.
Yep. Trump fired the Labor Statistics Commissioner. Hey, you get them stats looking good or I'm going to have to can you. And see, there's a cooking of the books that's been going on for a long time.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see. More details on that. It's all coming up. All right. Never miss a minute of the show. Search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. 97.3 The Sky.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, they were getting pretty rowdy last week at that school board meeting, huh? In Alachua County. Oh, a little ramifications from that. 6:20, good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And this from the AlachuaChronicle.com. Alachua County Republican Chairman Tim Marden decided to send a letter to the Gainesville City Attorney Daniel Nee, arguing that the City Commissioner Casey Willett's actions led to an escalation of the tension and hostility at the school board of Alachua County. The meeting took place on July 31st. Be advised, he says, in our judgment, City Commissioner Casey Willett's directly contributed to the escalation of tension and hostility toward citizen Jeremy Klepper at a recent school board meeting of Alachua County. During the board meeting, Willett's was standing at the podium awaiting his turn to speak when school board vice chair attorney Tina Certain asked him to wait while she asked deputies to remove Klepper, who had, I guess, just previously spoke.
Right.
This is and apparently, you know, he wasn't happy with the whole Rockwell thing, what she said, Hulk Hogan, MAGA. But he didn't say anything that would be seen as a threat.
No, I mean, the biggest thing probably then, I guess he referred to her as a vile individual, which, based on what she said, that could be someone's opinion.
Video evidence shows that Willits, despite Certain's request, yelling into the microphone and pointing at Klepper while saying, "Protect our board members, officers! Protect our board members!"
Oh my!
11 seconds later, Willits turns and hands the microphone to Faye Williams, who has been sitting behind him, before she stood up and started shouting. Williams goes on to contend that the officers should put his ass out of the chambers. Her words, not mine. Williams went so far as to assert that the meeting was our meeting, referring to herself and other board supporters like Willits. Okay? It's for the public.
Yeah, you know, they're the ones who are paying the taxes and have the children in your school.
Yes.
They forget that. Maybe.
She also called Klepper a white supremacist.
Oh, it was so... just mind-blowing. It's the whole Democrat thing you talk about all the time. These are the people calling names. Mm-hmm. These are the people saying he's something,
right,
and that he's doing something, acting like there's violence going on. Pretty much all the noise and all the garbage was coming from, you know, from them and their supporters. It's so ironic that, and I tell you, our friend Chris Wagner, if you're on Facebook, it's worth looking up, did a great post to the law enforcement as a point of who their authorities are in that setting. It's not really, unless, you know, I guess there's something seriously going on, it's not up to them just to randomly decide somebody needs kicked out because they don't like what they say.
It's not a judge ordering a bailiff to take action.
No.
Completely different. You're exactly right. Yep. Yeah. Had this meeting erupted further, Commissioner Casey Willits would have been at least partially to blame. As it stands, action may be pending. Remember, this is all from Tim Martin from the Alachua County Republicans. He says, "We continue to monitor the situation on behalf of Alachua County Republicans and recommend that you discuss and document with Commissioner Willits any potential personal and professional ramifications of his actions. Fortunately, Alachua County Sheriff's deputies were able to defuse and de-escalate the situation after recess was called. Sincerely, Tim Martin, Alachua County Republican Chairman." So, yeah, it got pretty rowdy, huh?
Well, and even their attorney immediately said, I don't remember the exact quote, I'd have to look it up, but basically said, you probably don't want to do that. It's basically what they were saying. Because there was no reason to kick him out. There just was. He was done speaking. He'd made his point, walking away.
Just in case you were out of town or whatever, but this all started when Sarah Rockwell, Dr. Sarah Rockwell, posted something on X, Hulk Hogan died, good.
Yeah.
You know, one less MAGA in the world. Well, and
viral across the country.
Well, that drew, yeah, a huge response. Yeah. Well, because, yeah, and here's... I mean, I always look at it like, please expose yourself. I want to know what a nutbag you are. And if you are willing to expose yourself to that extent and you know better,
uh-huh,
just imagine how these people really feel and how they really think.
Oh,
that to me is the...
They're willing to call you names and stir the pot.
And say, one less MAGA in the world, good. Dead.
I mean...
Cheering death up because somebody has a different political affiliation than you.
Yeah, and you're supposed to
cheering
be a
it.
Doctor and lead our children.
Yeah.
No. She should go... you can say that about a lot of the board, I guess.
Well, you know, these are voted on positions, so the board can't vote one of their members out. It would have to be an action by the governor.
Right. There was the suggestion by one that she should resign. I'm going blank on the name right now. I'm sure someone will text it to me.
Well, I know there was former commissioners and stuff and school board members that have said she should step down.
Yeah.
But so far...
Well, and all they keep doing, they keep making it worse and worse by doing these kind of stupid things. And they wonder why, you know, this area gets the scrutiny it does from Tallahassee and the country.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we still haven't got a report on what DOGE found.
Right.
Do we have a timetable on that? This is the state DOGE that has gone in and looked at the city of Gainesville and their, how they, I have to do the air quotes here. How they... prioritize various spendings. Yeah.
You mean buy what you want, kind of?
Yeah.
Your own pet projects? Is that?
It's all about the garbage cans, Greg. It's all about the garbage cans.
Solar garbage cans.
All about the...
Yeah, but they call you when they're three quarters full, Bob.
Smart cans. You've got to have a smart garbage can.
We need a smart...
And pay a lot of money for it.
Smart leadership is what we need.
Look, I don't know what's going to happen with the school board member. Will she get fired? I don't know. But somebody who's not afraid to fire somebody.
Who's that?
Donald Trump.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He made a TV show about it.
Seriously.
He was Sunday, NBC's Meet the Press. Political analyst Stephen Hayes said President Donald Trump's decision to fire Erica McIntyre, the commission, she's a commissioner of labor statistics, was banana republic stuff.
Wow.
Stephen Hayes has not been a Trump supporter.
No.
This is banana republic stuff. It's silly. It's like you break the thermometer because you don't like it because it's hot outside. It's not the way civilized nations behave. Oh, nations. How civilized nations behave.
I think we just described in the last story how sometimes our leadership aren't the most civilized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And sometimes you got to make some moves and move forward. 628. On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or tune in apps, or just tell your smart speaker. Play 97.3 The Sky.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, from the state that said, you know, remember the Alamo. You know, Texans are usually pretty tough.
Uh-huh.
But in this case, it seems like Texas Democrats make a habit of whenever they don't want to face any kind of political issues, they just get up and literally run away.
Run away. To Illinois, of all places.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that appropriate if you think about Illinois politics?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like that's their home away from home.
It is. Okay, here's the story in case you haven't heard yet, and it's part of the reason why we're here. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is Monday. We're going to make it great. We're going to catch up on everything that's been going on, but dozens of Texas Democrats have fled the state. Yeah, that's their way to attempt to block a redistricting vote that could benefit Republicans. It could. But that's how redistricting always works. It can always benefit one political party or the other.
Sure.
And the party in power tends to have an advantage when it comes to districting.
Oh, I'm sure the Democrats have never redistricted anything in the history of politics.
Why would they?
Yeah.
Making a dramatic effort to derail an upcoming legislative process. The lawmakers flew to Chicago.
See, that's where they belong.
Where they plan to hold a press conference with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Really? You're going from Texas to Chicago.
What's he got to do with anything?
Just that we know he's a lefty loon.
Well, I know, but the Texans don't care what he thinks.
No. I don't care what he thinks.
Well, it's true. Most of us don't. There'll be a lot of people that live there that don't care what he thinks.
At least 100 members of the 150-member Texas House must be present to conduct business. And that's what they do. They get up and they run away.
Yep.
They've done that before. I think one time they went to D.C., actually. They ran away to D.C., if I recall. Republicans currently hold 25 of the state's 38 seats. They're being supported in their efforts to redistrict by President Trump. The proposal, which was introduced by Texas House Republicans last week, would likely net 5 new Republican U.S. House seats in the 2026 midterm elections. Gene Wu, chair of the House Democratic Caucus, defended the Democrats' last-ditch effort in a statement on Sunday. "This is not a decision that we make lightly, but it is one that we make with absolute moral clarity."
Wow.
Oh, whenever the Dems say moral, I'm like, really, roll my eyes a little more.
Wow.
But leaving the state could expose the Democrats to penalties, including fines, and Attorney General Ken Paxton previously threatened to arrest them over the civil violation. They could be found and arrested no matter where they go. And although the proposal could still change, its current design would tilt traditionally Democratic cities like Dallas and Houston in favor of Republicans. A previous Fox News digital report found that the new gerrymandered map would move Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett right on out of her own district. Oh, crazy Crockett.
Oh, if only.
Isn't it interesting
that
I led the topic with a reference to the Alamo? And her name just happens to be Crockett.
Looky there.
Except it's Crazy Crockett.
Yeah, exactly. And she is.
Queen of the lefty frontier.
Oof.
DNC chair Ken Martin showed support for the Texas Democrats, saying, "Hey, that's how we show how tough we are. We run away." He didn't say that. I said it.
That's
I don't care what he says.
That was the proper translation.
He's a weasel bozo with a bunch of other weasel bozos. Yeah. Run away, run away, run away. You'll lose. The Republicans will get their new districts. The Republicans will get 5 new House seats, and that will help to bolster us at midterm time, which I think that this will be midterms. I think the Republicans are going to do okay. I'm not going to get overly excited. I think they're going to do okay.
A lot of folks made the mistake of that whole red wave, and then that was nothing.
Didn't even turn into being like a pink ripple.
No, it didn't.
I did say ripple. Did everybody have a good weekend? Did you feel that cold front when it came in?
Well, it wasn't as bad.
Icy.
Well, that's an extreme description there, I think, maybe.
Actually, I was traveling through on the way back from Suwannee yesterday, traveling across the state.
Yeah.
Had to go across Alachua County, basically. But as I was heading in toward Newberry, I saw the temperature drop as low as 79 during the day. It was right after it rained.
Oh, okay.
Some rain had blown through.
Yeah.
And I go, I can't believe it. It's 79 and it's daylight.
Yeah, that's unusual.
Big yeah. time. And it didn't last long. Yeah. But it's we did get a little bit of relief.
Uh-huh.
A couple,
we did.
I'll take 4 or 5 degrees.
Got some more rain yesterday, and my lawn needed that, so that's good.
Oh yeah. President Donald Trump remains open to a potential rebate for middle income and low income earners, thanks to the vast sums of money coming in to the Treasury through his tariff policies. What? He's going to share with the American people?
Oh, come on.
Gosh, if there was ever any kind of extra money. You know, the Bidens and the Obamas of the world or whatever, wouldn't they put it in, send it to USAID?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to set this up as aid.
Uh-huh.
And so they can support all other kinds of nutbag policies and schmooze their weirdo friends. But
around the world, no less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During a gaggle before Trump boarded Air Force One en route to Joint Base Andrews, Breitbart News asked about the possibility of a rebate, emphasizing that Treasury took in $29.6 billion in July. Trump had first emphasized that paying down the national debt's a top priority, but was open to tariff-funded dividends for the American people. Well, we're going to pay down the debt. We have a lot of money coming in, much more money than the country's ever seen. By hundreds of billions of dollars. And there could be a distribution or a dividend to the people in our country. But it's Trump. It's all going to go to billionaires.
Oh, yeah. Them and the tax cuts. Rebates, tax cuts, it's all for rich.
Oh, I'm already, yes, I know. Because you already know all the lefty things they're going to do. I would say for people that would be middle-income people and lower-income people, we could do a dividend. But one of the things that we're going to do is reduce debt. Trump, the tariff policies, are defying critics who contended they would cause inflation. There's some bozo recently was talking about we're going to get a recession now or something.
Yeah, ABC dug somebody out and said a top, what's the word I'm looking for now? Anyway, said, we're tossing that R word around again.
There are so many so-called economists. If you go through all of them, eventually you'll find one that's saying what you want to hear.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We appreciate you tuning in, and you never have to miss a minute of the show. You can search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Apple, Spotify, iHeart, wherever you get your podcast. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Monday, and we're here to help make Mondays great. But not everybody, you know, is a fan of the MAGA.
Yeah.
And I get it. But, you know, that First Amendment thing, I like MAGA. Other people could say I like rainbows. Right?
Good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a soccer match. Diehard Major League Soccer fan kicked out of a Missouri stadium for wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
Yep.
During a match. Shocking footage came from the game. Michael Weitzel, sporting the signature red cap inspired by President Trump's campaign slogan. He was wearing it at the July 26 St. Louis City soccer game at Energizer Park when security approached him and asked him to leave with about 25 minutes remaining. So he'd been there for the majority of the match.
Right.
I guess they just noticed it. I don't know. But the brief incident, which Weitzel filmed and posted on social media, unfolded after someone filed a complaint with stadium police mid-game. I didn't think there was any issue wearing that to the game. But with about 25 minutes left, I was told they'd received a complaint about my hat. They told me that I could either hide that, okay, hide it, or take it out to my car, or leave. You're in a stadium.
Right.
When somebody says, oh, you can just put that in your car, it's like, yeah.
Yo, that's
it's
convenient.
2.5 miles there and 2.5 miles back.
Exactly.
By the time I get back, the match will be over and I'll be exhausted.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You can put it in your car.
And he did note, as he and he got it on the film, and you know, the shot there was camera of now people were waving LGBTQ flags. I'm not sure what the need was for that to be going on during a game, but to me that's a whole lot more disruptive. If you're waving flags in the stands, you're like blocking people's view.
Yeah.
And that's somewhat of a political thing. But those were allowed.
That's ridiculous.
And his hat was an issue.
Yeah, flags, I don't care what's on the flag. It would be obnoxious when somebody's waving it around. You're trying to watch a soccer match with somebody simply wearing a hat.
Exactly.
It's not like a Cat in the Hat Dr. Seuss, you know. It's not 4 feet tall, you know. It's just a regular ball cap.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not going to take my hat off for anybody. I live in America, which is a land of the free and the home of the brave. So you do what you have to do. The 32-acre St. Louis Stadium prohibits political banners, flags, images, and signs inside the arena unless pre-approved. And in Weitzel's video, he was seen wearing the MAGA hat and a red shirt as four security guards approach and calmly explain that the club doesn't allow political symbols inside the stadium, and they asked him to leave. He said, I'm being asked to leave by police. So he made sure he put it, you know, on video. He says, I'm being threatened with arrest. They're asking me to leave. Weitzel said that as he was being escorted out of the match with some onlookers jeering and booing behind him, I'm being evicted from this premises because of Donald Trump, because we can't wear Donald Trump hats in public. Now I'm being evicted from the premises. Trump is not welcome at St. Louis City Club. Trump is not welcome here. The officer leading Weitzel out of the building told him he was also a Trump supporter, but said he was simply enforcing the club's rules. He gets it. He's just following the rules, Weitzel said. It's not his fault.
Right.
This is the stadium's rules here. So that's what happens when you wear a Donald Trump hat. Weitzel told KFTK that he was minding his own business during the game, ignoring attendees who were flipping him the bird, and was stunned that today's political climate has sparked incidents like this. Hmm. He's now reluctant to return there, even after purchasing 3 years worth of tickets to support the St. Louis team.
Wow.
Season tickets for 3 years.
Hmm.
Yeah. He says, I want to see them do well.
I'd be done with them too.
And I don't really want to let the actions of a few small-minded people or a few angry complainers stop me from enjoying something that I love. Wow.
Yep. Well, liberal city, liberal politics, liberal leadership. That's what you get in the city there.
Yeah. But there's not an election taking place right now, and he's wearing a hat that signifies the sitting president of the United States.
Just says, make America great again. Come on.
Yeah.
Don't we all want that? I would think so.
Well,
you know?
So. Normal people do.
Well, yeah, there's that.
All right. It is 6:56. Good morning. Welcome. Hour number two will begin shortly. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hang in there. I know it's Monday, but we're here to make it great. 97.3 The Sky.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.